me, let us exalt his name, and together enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. Blessing to be here. Thank the bishop of this house, Bishop Arnold. I also, just to move beyond the preliminaries, want to thank my wife. Baby, could you just wave your hand at me? That's good. So we've done all the preliminaries we need to do. We can get right on into the word. Amen. Amen. I'm not going to hold you long. If you could turn with me to Revelation chapter 7. Revelation chapter 7. Revelation chapter 7. How many of you came to be saved, delivered on tonight? You came to get a word on tonight. Amen? Amen. Revelation chapter 7. Chapter 7. And for the sake of time, I'm only going to read to you two verses, beginning with verse number 13. And it says, "And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence come they? And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said unto me, These are they which come out of a great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." For a moment, I just want to talk about his blood still works. His blood still works. As I was preparing for this time of preachment before you, I stumbled upon this one particular report made by Utah ARUP. It's a blood laboratory. And it stated that the blood has three major functions. The first function of the blood is to transport oxygen. Y'all still in the house. The second point of the blood is to dispose of unmerited, unwanted waste in your body. The third point is to heal whatever situations that you may be going through. I'm crazy enough to believe that that same blood that operates in the physical is the same blood that also operates in the spiritual, because God has sent his blood to transport throughout the kingdom of God, not only to transport, but listen, young people, to dispose of some dead waste that you've been carrying all year long. In order for you to experience this, the blood still not only disposes, but I like this part, it still heals. And is there anybody up in here that needs a healing, that needs a change, that needs a deliverance in this place? Somebody shout the blood. Yes. It's on four occasions that you see that Jesus actually sheds his blood. First occasion in Luke chapter 22 is when he was praying and he was sweating blood. That's synonymous to us, because we can see that when he was praying, he had us on his mind. Are y'all still in the building? Not only do we see it in Luke, but in John, we see that he was whipped until the blood came streaming down. That represented that he was willing to take a beating for you. Not only was he whipped, but I like the part that he was wearing a crown of thorns on his head. Yes, that means that his mind was stayed on you. And Mark, it talks about Mark 15, it says that he was crucified. And his blood was gone. That means that he gave a sacrifice for you. My question to you today, my brothers and my sisters, what has the blood done for you lately? It's a good question to ask. You're such a good class. Your enthusiasm totally overwhelms me. What has the blood done for you lately? So we see right here in our text, John the Revelator is getting this revelation directly from God. And he's before the multitude of people. And as he's before this multitude of people, you can see John talking to an elder. As he's talking to this elder, the elder poses a question. Who is that decked out in all white? Who that is? Just my baby dad. Decked out in all white. He said, man, you know who it is. It is the people who have come out of a great tribulation. So my question to you is, has the blood really brought you out of anything? Because in the text, it shows us that it brought us out of a tribulation. Well, hold on. Maybe tribulation is such a profound and big word that you don't normally use on any given day. So let me break it down. Maybe it's not tribulation. Maybe it's sexual immorality. It may not be sexual immorality. Maybe you got a problem with lying. That may be you. It may not be that, but maybe you just have lustful eyes. What is your tribulation? Because I've discovered that every person has tribulation. It says many of the afflicted. You got some tribulation, but see, I know that you're hiding behind the face. And you're trying to be fake in front of me. That's all right, God, though. I'm just going to shoot it to you straight. Is that all right with y'all? Tribulation, it gives us the ability to come out of tribulation. My goodness, first of all, who is coming out? You're such a good class. You ask such good questions. It says, who is coming out? Revelation chapter 5, verse 9 tells us, those who have been redeemed by the blood. Those who have been saved. Those who have been set free, those who have experienced the gospel message of Jesus Christ. Is there anybody up in here, that can stand up on two feet and say, that's me? That's me. So we see who he's talking about. But now let's see what they will get in return. Because I know that we are a culture that loves return. We love return on our finances. Some of y'all like returns on the food stamp cards. We like returns. Some of y'all like returns when it comes to your taxes and you put them extra kids on there and you ain't got no business doing that. We like returns. Ain't nobody, I can't get no help right up in this middle section. No help. Return. What they gonna get? It states that they're gonna be able to reign with the King of Glory forever. Maybe you already saved. And you know what? You may not even think this message is for you. But I'm talking to somebody in here, you're unsaved. You're unchurched. You've never heard the gospel message of Jesus Christ. And on today, I want to offer somebody so profound, somebody so powerful, and that is Jesus himself. But Jesus gave something so sacred, something so valuable, and that was his blood. It kills me to come to churches and they can't even get excited about the blood. They can get excited over a love offering. They can get excited over the choir. But when you mention the blood, they get to look like this. From churches that can't get excited over the blood. It's the blood that pays the bills. It's the blood that pays the paycheck. It's the blood that covers your gear. Is there anybody up in here that knows something about the blood? So it gives us the ability to come out. But I like this part right here. This is going to help some teenager. The blood cleanses. Let the church shout cleanse. If you look in verse 14, it shows you, I'm still in the text. It says, and I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said unto me, these are they which come out of a great tribulation. And listen, he said, we'll come out of a great tribulation. And have, Wash their robes. Stop right there. Wash their robes. Notice it don't say will have. It says and have. So they're in the midst of a tribulation, but what they're focused on is being cleansed. I'm talking to some young person in here. You have given your virginity up way too early, and you need to be cleansed. I'm talking to some adult in here. You have an uncle coming into your house with your kids every single day, a different person for a different day. I'm talking to you, and you need to be cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. Somebody shout cleanse. It kills me to no end to watch young people drop it like it's hot, lean with it, rock with it, but their lifestyle is raggedy. But I don't even fault that to them. I go find the parents. And how the parents are living will probably be the same way their kids are living. Somebody shout cleanse. The blood, that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. So I see that we're able to come out. We're able to be cleansed, and the cleansing allows us to be washed from all impurities. But the cleansing also releases you from your past. I ain't gonna get no help right up in this section right here. Good deal. It releases you from your past. I'm talking to you today, and I know that you have a past. Yes, you've been in a whole lot of clubs. You've drunk a whole lot of drink. You may have smoked a little something too. But isn't it funny that when people see you, instead of them saying, hi, how you doing? You look so good. The only thing they can do is pull back the foul card and say, well, you used to do this and you used to do that. Baby, God released me from my past. Now, why don't you? Somebody shout release. And that's what God has sent me here to do. I'm here to release some young people from their past. Forget about what people said that you ain't gonna never be nothing. Forget about what people said that you gonna do whatever. Forget about it. God got something in store for you. So I see that we were cleansed, and you see that in the text. You see that they came out of a great tribulation. But I like this part. This part is grand to me. I like the fact that they celebrated. Let the church shout celebration. I see that they came out. I see that they were clean, so I see God working in the text. But I like the part that they celebrated. Check this out. I'm going to mess you up. They celebrated in verse 12. Okay, it says, saying amen, blessings and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto God forever and ever. Amen. Verse 13 says, and one of the elders answered, saying unto me, which are they which are arrayed in white robes? Listen, it's showing us within this text a celebration. Okay, maybe you didn't get that part. Let me see if I can break this down a little bit more. Okay, verse 10 says, and they cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne unto the Lamb. Did y'all see that too? Notice verse 9, and this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and peoples and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes and palms in their hand. Listen, those were the same palms that when they welcomed Jesus in and shouted Hosanna, that's the same palms then that is working in Revelations right now. So if they can still give praise back then, I can still give praise. Ain't nobody gonna help me. If they can give praise when the incoming, the triumphant entry of Jesus comes in, I can still get praise. Is there any young person? person in here that's not ashamed of saying by themselves that I can give God praise right now. Listen, I can party like a rock star with Jesus. I don't need none of all the other mess. Okay. Y'all didn't get that. Didn't get that. Okay. It was a time in my life where I had to buy my wife a bigger car. Y'all know, y'all been there. Okay. And because my family was growing, I had an extra child. I had a little girl. I already had a little boy. And we were riding around the 94 Honda Accord. You been there before? Riding around the 94 Honda Accord. Okay. And as we ride around the Honda Accord, I told my wife, I said, listen, this is just not going to work. Not going to work. So I said, I'm going to have the faith to go to the car dealership to get another car. Now, I went to the car dealership on a Sunday afternoon. We had three services before, so I'm dirt dog tired when I enter into the building. I looked at the man. I said, look here, man. I ain't got time to be playing a whole lot of games with you. So I'm going to shoot it to you real. I only got $1,500. Y'all been there over here. I see that. Only got $1,500. And I am determined to get my wife and family another car. The man looked at me and said, $1,500 all you got? I said, that's all you're going to get. So he did all the paperwork. A couple of days went by, and I was wondering, was it really meant for me to have this car? He called me at work. He said, you've been approved for the car. At first, he tried to put me in a Mercury LeSabre. I ain't knocking LeSabres, but they just ain't your boy. That ain't me. That ain't me. He tried to put me in there. I said, no, I don't think that's what God said. So he went back. He said, well, I got a white Impala sitting in the corner that we've been riding around. I said, woo, I take it. See, right then, you should have shouted. Because when I knew I was getting my breakthrough and I knew what the blood had did for me, I didn't wait till next week. I shouted right there. And if some of you would take the time and not wait till next week and give God a Holy Ghost praise, God has done so much for you. God has brought you out. Is there anybody up in here that know what I'm talking about? It says worship. 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 But listen, it also says they worship. It gives a descriptive on how they worship. And how they celebrated. It says they shouted with a loud voice. And in the Greek term, that means megas. And what megas means in a normal vernacular, that means a mega sound. And is there anybody in here that can give a mega sound for Jesus the Christ, for cleansing you, for saving you? Come on, 30 seconds. Give him 30 seconds of praise. 30 seconds. Come on, come on, come on. I can't hear nobody. I can't hear you in the balcony. Come on. 15 seconds.